This is Neil Doody for Artsound FM, and this afternoon I'm sitting in David Broker's office at the Canberra Contemporary Arts Space in Gorman House for what is probably one of the last times, because the current shows are finishing today, and well, the future. I'll talk to David about that now. Good afternoon, David.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
Excellent.
So it's been a tumultuous year in some ways, I guess. It's interesting to find out where we are now.
It's I've been promoting it probably as Canberra's worst kept secret that CCAS is moving. It's not something that actually we haven't quite even announced yet. I just pressed the button on the website to say that we are indeed going. We're still, to some extent, negotiating with the National Capital Authority,
uh-huh.
But we're moving to East Space, which is right on the lake and a beautiful space. It's a space that I think everyone will know because the National Gallery has been there. The Gallery of Australian Design, I think, GAD Gallery was there.
Portrait Gallery was there.
Yeah, so it's a place that people have been to and know, and it's already a gallery. And a lot of the time, it's been empty. Capo, of course, has their events there now. But it's a fabulous space, location, right on the lake, looking straight up Anzac Parade to the War Memorial. And, of course, next to the National Gallery and the National Portrait Gallery, the National Library and the Science Centre. So we're in really good company, and this will give us opportunities that we've never had before in terms of the kind of relationships we develop with those organisations.
This is to engage with groups that you really haven't had an opportunity to do before.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think I learned when I was doing social psychology that, you know, like, people engage with their neighbours before they engage with other people.
Proximity.
Proximity, exactly. And so we're really looking forward to that kind of proximity. Also there, you know, we're going to be able to pick up a lot of the kind of the tourist trade. So it's a place where everybody goes walking up and down. The galleries are places people go when they visit Canberra. Everyone wants to go for a walk along the lake. It's actually a really nice spot. And I think that the National Capital Authority has got lots of ideas for using these spaces down there as well. Things that that we can't talk about at the moment that will be coming up. The other great thing for CCAS is that we're right at the centre of events like Enlighten.
That's right, it just happens around there, doesn't it?
Yep, Contour, 556, of course.
Design Canberra,
yep, we've got a show, in fact, next year for Design Canberra. We'll have shows for pretty much all of these events in the future. So really we are, you know, looking at, you know, the location. But the other issue has been developing our identity as an organisation. Like, one of the things about the Arts Hub, like Gorman Arts Centre, is that you tend to be absorbed by the centre. Arts Hubs are good in theory, but it hasn't really worked very well. And every arts organisation needs to have its unique character. And I'm not denigrating Gorman Arts Centre here. It's because it's a very successful centre that we, to some extent, feel that we've been absorbed by this very successful centre.
And your own identity suffers, isn't it?
And your identity suffers, yeah, exactly. Mm. And this is a mark of their success, basically, in creating a vital centre and a community around Gorman Arts Centre. So, but we feel now that we really need to be out on our own, and the focus needs to be on us. And of course, this has been an issue, and of course we're heading towards the Kingston Arts Precinct. So this is, East Space is a stop-off.
That's right, in a way it's a temporary location.
That's right, exactly. So the Kingston Arts Precinct is actually underway. It's a $70 million project. Congratulations to the ACT government for taking on this incredibly visionary project. We'll be in there with like four or five other organisations in the area of the glassworks, and where Megalo is now in the bus depot. And we've got as far as the floor plans. But yeah, identity's also been a big issue in Kingston.
Yep.
And one that I think we've all sorted out. Every organisation, you know, suddenly we're building this big arts hub, and I know a lot of people express concern to me about this, but I would say we've talked it through, like you wouldn't believe, you know, in the terms of like, we must maintain our identities, we must maintain our characters, because that's what makes these kind of, or these developments really exciting.
Yeah, and I guess the thing is, it's actually been a process that's taken a long time. I hadn't really realised how long it had been that Kingston Foreshore had been a project.
I just got out the Canberra City News from August 1999. and the headline is Kingston Foreshore a step closer.
They could roll that one out every couple of months, couldn't they?
Yeah, they absolutely could. I know. We've been planning. Well, we've been planning on moving ever since I arrived in Canberra. It's taken like 10 or 12 years now to actually start doing the, you know, to actually start packing.
Yeah.
So I think the future is really exciting in this instance. You know, like arts organisations have no money. However, you know, like to have these kind of fabulous developments going on, to be able to move to East Space is wonderful. Kingston is really an amazing project. And as one of our other board members said, you know, like we're just being spoiled in this sense. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's true. And so we've just seen the end of the final show at CK's Gorman House. The next CK show will be at East Space.
It will be. And we've decided to go with Blaze.
Which is
our annual Emerging Artists Exhibition. One of the great things about East Space is that it's going to give ACT artists access to the National Triangle in a way that they never have been before, into that area that's next to the big galleries. And so what better show to do than all ACT artists, all really young, graduated within the last couple of years, all incredibly talented. And so, yeah, look, it's a great way to start. And it's always a really popular show too. You know, you've got five people in it. Everyone loves it. Everyone comes to it. It's usually the most popular show of the year. So we just thought we'd just go, you know, like it'll be ACT, rah, 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 basically, from the start. Look, following that, we're going to be looking at doing exhibitions with other capitals around Australia, capitals. And the show after that will be Unsolicited Proposals. And this is an Adelaide-Canberra exhibition.
Uh-huh.
I think there's three or four artists from each of the state and territories in the exhibition. And it's a fabulous idea. The Unsolicited Proposals Unit is a department in the South Australian government that files proposals from people that haven't been solicited by the government. So they're basically unwanted proposals.
Okay.
And they have to keep them, whether they like it or not. So Eleanor's thought it would be really great to put it actually here in the... Eleanor Shikitano, sorry, everyone. She's the curator from Adelaide. We're really great to have it here, you know, at the heart of the national bureaucracy, this kind of funny little show about unsolicited proposals. And, of course, she's looking at artists' works as being basically unsolicited proposals. You know, no one asked for them, but we got them anyway. And so, yeah, that'll be coming up soon. We're also having Violent Salt, which is an exhibition from the Mackay Regional Gallery. And this has got some of the superstars of Australian art in it at the moment, including Abdul Abdullah and... I'm trying to think who else is in it. There will be names that you'll know anyway. What else have we got on next year? We'll probably do one more Brazilian residency. I think that the Brazilian government has come up with the funding for that one.
Excellent.
They're funding very, very few international residencies this year, so we've been very lucky to get a third amount of funding from them. Because these residencies, like the one we've got on with Jet Ortov at the moment, have been really, really successful. Yeah, so that's just a little taste of what's coming up.
So
it sort
truly,
of sounds exciting.
Yeah, truly exciting year coming up. Yeah, cannot wait for it to begin. Yeah. Well, thank you for talking with us this afternoon, David.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.